AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. This morning in the Senate.
H.R. 4405, an act to require the Attorney General to release all documents and records in possession of the Department of Justice relating to Jeffrey Epstein and for other purposes.
Under previous order, the bill is considered read three times and passed.
President Trump has bowed to growing momentum behind the bill and said he will sign it, allowing for the release of the Epstein files. Former Harvard University President Lawrence Summers is resigning from the board of directors at OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT. Harvard also says it is reopening an investigation into links between Summers and Jeffrey Epstein. In Alexandria, Virginia, former FBI Director James Comey is making another attempt to get his criminal case dismissed, with his lawyers looking to convince a judge the prosecution is vindictive and rooted in President Trump's hatred of him. Comey is accused of lying to Congress in 2020. Hanan Khashoggi, the widow of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, says she was disappointed with what was said yesterday about her husband during President Trump's meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
I'm not satisfied, and I really wish I have the opportunity to meet with the Crown Prince. First, to introduce the real Jamal to him, because I believe strongly he's been misinformed about Jamal.
U.S. findings declassified at the start of the Biden administration in 2021. Determined the Saudi Crown Prince likely approved the killing by Saudi agents of Khashoggi. New York's mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani says the city's current police commissioner, Jessica Tisch, has agreed to remain on the job. Target says it expects a sales slump to extend through the critical holiday shopping season. Third quarter profit tumbled at Target. Britain has warned Russia it is ready to handle any incursions into its territory. The warning comes after a spy ship, Yonder, was detected near UK waters north of Scotland. This is AP News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is declaring the Council of American Islamic Relations a foreign terrorist organization. Here's the AP's Donna Warder.
The group, also known as CARE, is one of the largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy groups in the U.S. Abbott says the proclamation allows Texas to try to shut the group down. He also declared CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood transnational criminal organizations and says they won't be allowed to buy land in Texas. Neither group is designated as a foreign terror organization by the federal government. CARE tells Abbott in a letter that his announcement has no basis in law or fact, says Abbott doesn't have the authority to unilaterally declare any Americans or institutions terror groups, and accuses Abbott of stoking anti-Muslim hysteria. I'm Donna Warder.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.